Welcome to Writer's Circle Radio, presented by Classical Conversations. Today's episode comes from Beth Watson, in the reading voice of Cara McLaughlin. Beth is a homeschooling mother of five and chronicles her family's unexpected journey into homeschooling on her blog, Pockets Full of Rocks.
Answering What Grade Are You In? By Beth Watson. Recently, during my seven-year-old's annual checkup at the pediatrician's office, the nurse was asking him to answer a list of prescribed questions prior to the doctor coming in. It went something like this. The nurse said, "What's the name of your school?" "My son?" Blank stare. Somewhat impatiently, the nurse repeats, "The name of your school?" I was giving him a chance to answer, but when I saw he was unsure what to say, I said with a smile, "We homeschool." The nurse said, "Oh, okay, what grade is he in?" "My son says, first grade." And I say, "Yes, that's right, first grade." "Wait, aren't you in second grade this year?" Now it was the nurse's turn to give a blank stare. I honestly stumble over this question a lot because I don't really keep track. I recently read the story called Understood Betsy by Dorothy Canfield. I was reading it aloud to my little ones. I was secretly hoping my children would hear something familiar in the way Betsy was learning and that they would be encouraged. I'm not sure that they did, but I was encouraged and I hope you are too. I'm going to share a little snippet from the story where you will find Betsy, who was accustomed to a large town school, at her first day at a small country school. After the lesson, the teacher said, smiling, "Well, Betsy, you were right about arithmetic. I guess you'd better recite with Eliza for a while. She's doing second grade work. I shouldn't be surprised if, after a good review with her, you'd be able to go on with the third grade work." Elizabeth Ann fell back on the bench with her mouth open. She felt really dizzy. What crazy things the teacher said. She felt as though she was being pulled limb from limb. "What's the matter?" asked the teacher, seeing her bewildered face. Why, said Elizabeth Ann, "I don't know what I am at all. If I'm a second grade arithmetic and a seventh grade reading and third grade spelling, what grade am I?" The teacher laughed at the turn of her phrase. "You aren't any grade at all. No matter where you are in school, you're just yourself, aren't you? What difference does it make what grade you're in? And what's the use of your reading little baby things too easy for you just because you don't know your multiplication table?" "Well, for goodness sakes," ejaculated Elizabeth Ann, feeling very much as though somebody had stood her suddenly on her head. "Why, what's the matter?" asked the teacher again. This time, Elizabeth Ann didn't answer, because she herself didn't know what the matter was. But I do, and I'll tell you. The matter was that never before had she known what she was doing in school. She had always thought that she was there to pass from one grade to another, and she was ever so startled to get a glimpse of the fact that she was there to learn how to read and write and cipher and generally use her mind so she could take care of herself when she came to be a grown-up. Of course, she really didn't know that till she did come to be grown up, but she had her first dim notion of it in that moment, and it made her feel the way you do when you're learning to skate and somebody pulls away the chair you've been leaning on and says, "Now, go it alone." Tell me you love this just as much as I do. As far as I can tell, this is the best answer I have ever heard to the question, "What grade are you in?"
This has been a presentation of Writer's Circle Radio. For more ideas and encouragement, go to classicalconversations.com/articles.